My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You've had 3 hours to digest. Did or is this overreactionary? Did the Guardians save their season last night? 216-474-0092. Just come out with it. Did your Cleveland Guardians, with Daniel Schneeman in the seventh inning in the diving catch, to me it really starts in the sixth inning with the double play, in the seventh inning with the diving catch with Daniel Schneeman, to the throw out of Trent Grisham, which there's a video going around of him running the bases.
Lollygagging?
He had to be held up at third base, by the way. Yeah. I don't think he... The second base approach was not necessarily what I would want it to be if I were Aaron Boone, but I thought he got it. I think whoever was trying to hold him up at third base, I wonder if they started waving him in. It looked like he was confused rounding third base. Either way, it was to our providence. The relay got him out. Schneeman hit the wall. Ball came bouncing back in. Great relay by the Guardians. Because he had held up at third base, because the throw was to the first base line, it was able to be grabbed by Bo Naylor. Bo Naylor went from the left-hand box to the right-hand box. Great play. Got him just in time. We survived to live another inning. And then things got crazy in the top half of the 12th. We put up 6 runs. Lane Thomas finally came through. Did a great job for us. We get this win. We're 73-52 off the top of my head, I believe. And it's made even better because the Twins and Royals lost. So we are 3.5 games now up in the AL Central. And because we had won 5 in a row... lost 7, won 5, lost 3, and lost 3 to one of the best teams, hottest teams in Major League Baseball, it felt as if we saved a lot of things last night. Perhaps our season. Yeah. Is that we've had 3 hours to digest. We've had the fun with the Matt Boyd audio to Mitch's expense. Do we feel as if we saved our season, or is that an overreaction?
So it probably is an overreaction. It did feel huge. There's no doubt. The only reason I would say probably feels like an overreaction is because right now, if you're monitoring the state of affairs in the American League, and even I'll throw the Phillies in there from the National League because they were so good for so long as part of the season, you keep wondering how we kept, or me specifically, keep referencing the record this year. It's because nobody's pulling away. I looked at the last 60 games where, including last night, Guardians are 30-30 in their last 60. So you'd say, oh, what are we, just an average 500 baseball team? Yeah, but the Orioles are 29-31 in their last 60. Phillies, 28-32. I know they're an NL team, but the Yankees are 28-32 in their last 50. So all in their last 60, I should say. So these other teams, you're basically keeping pace with them. So I know no one's going to want to hear that. You want to hear that you're actually taking off. Well, that's not happening, and there's a reason why. You've got guys like Kwan that are scuffling. Naylor has been horrendous. I mean, what was he last night? 0-for-5, and each at-bat looked worse than the last. He did have that one that almost got through the middle, but
he's up there looking like he's just taking hell hacks.
Yeah. Yeah, David Fry, now he did come through yesterday in the 12th, but David Fry has you know, not looked anything like he looked when he was an all-star and we were loving everything about him. So bottom of the order has been miserable for a long period of time. They were not last night. Hello, Rocchio. How about it? You had some performances
there. Infield
Miles
Straw, people were calling him.
Yeah, so I'm not going to say that, you know, any of this. They do need to turn it around, obviously, but I'm not going to sit there and say end of the season had they lost last night just because who's running away with this? Who's taking over? I mean, the Astros are great. They're 38-22 in their last 60. Twins are the next best, but you've been able to stay ahead of them the whole time.
Save their season. Save their season last night. None of us would have said it if they would have lost last night because none of us want to be the downer.
Oh, say season's over?
Yep. None of us wanted to be the downer.
Well, I mean, if you thought that was the case.
If you really thought it, you still wouldn't want to say it. There's a difference between thinking it and saying it. And I think that's the way it's been for a lot of Guardians fans over the last month. I think a lot of people, since the lack of trade deadline moves, which you and I said, well, there's a lot of big names that didn't go. I can't sit there and scream when all these other big names didn't go. Randy or Rosarina, maybe we overrated that name, this, that, and the other. We talked about that, right? Because of the lack of moves, though, Alex Cobb, you bring him in, he pitches well, he breaks a fingernail, which, did you see the play-by-play of the fingernail? The ripping of the fingernail.
Yikes.
And the spike,
yeah,
and the curveball. I mean, they made it out to sound as tough as humanly possible. He goes on the DL. I think a lot of people were trying not to say the quiet part. They were thinking it. They didn't want to say it. They didn't have faith that this team is going to be able to finish. And there's still a long way to go in the season. You still have plenty of more baseball games to go. And remember, you have a tough stretch coming up where you go to Kansas City, L.A., and Chicago. So you go Central Time Zone, West, and then you go to Chicago on a 9-game road trip. That's coming up in early September. So the toughest is yet to be seen as far as travel is concerned. The reason they won, the reason they saved their season last night, they needed a confidence boost. You just said David Fry. What's David Fry doing at the plate? He's pressing. What is Josh Naylor doing at the plate? He is really pressing out there. And they are pressing so much because they know that Stephen Kwan is not doing Stephen Kwan things because it's hard to keep batting 400 throughout the season. So now when you don't have your leadoff hitter on base as much as you usually have, you put more pressure on yourself. Josh Naylor has put more pressure on himself. David Fry has definitely put more pressure on himself. You can tell they're chasing. They are not as selective as they used to be. And before, we wanted them to be more aggressive, so you take the good with the bad. But you can tell they are trying to be saviors here. And because they approach every game, and this is something you brought up when they were hot in May, can you approach every single game like it's a postseason game? Because that's something Austin Hedges said. You thought that might catch up with you. That is something that I don't know Stephen Vogt could do if he were the manager of the Guardians 6 years from now. If you're a long-term manager, I don't know if you can do that. But if you're a first-year manager, it's something you got to get them stoked on, because if they start just thinking, hey, them's the breaks and this is baseball, some of these guys, a lot of these guys, their futures are not set with the Guardians.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in
can't get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Schneeman, Rocchio, I don't care what anybody says. Their futures are not set.
Josh Naylor,
Stephen Kwan. Their futures aren't set. So they pressurize themselves, and that can be a bad thing, like we were leading into last night, or it can be a great thing where, hey, you're going to play like it's life and death. And last night felt like a life and death scenario, and because they're so emotional, I think they saved their season. Because if you're on the other side of that game, how do you feel about it this morning?
Well,
if we put in a pinch runner and they do what Trent Grisham did last night, how do you feel?
Well, it's one that when you talk about like the momentum, and they've been playing so streaky in all these games. I mean, 30-30 in the last 60, and they're not alone, but they needed to find a way to get a spark back based on what they did. Anytime you go into New York, you know it's going to feel like a bigger game, and they treated it in many ways like a playoff game, which is good and bad, because for many innings they were up there flailing away. And there weren't a lot of good at-bats there, so I hope that's not a sign of things to come in the playoffs, because if so, could be a very quick exit. But they got to that bullpen, they gave them a reasonable chance, and then your Cy Young hopeful out of the bullpen, Emmanuel Clase, goes two innings, throws 20 pitches, and spectacular. I mean, you just have so much confidence right now with that bullpen compared to what I think most teams have in their bullpen.
I'm not asking people to be negative or cynical towards the Guardians. I want to know if we're being overreactionary. I don't think we are. With how emotional
I've criticized you for treating these games like football games where we do overreact.
And I got to tell you, I'm exhausted by doing so, so you might have had a point there where I need to hold on a little looser.
I think these games, when we set the tone yesterday and said these will feel like playoff games, I mean, were we not right? And playoff games are life or death. Mm-hmm. I mean, playoff games, you do feel like you can't lose them. Now, fortunately, they won yesterday. Doesn't mean you can let your guard down today, certainly. No. But it does give you some comfort. And who knows? Maybe the Yankees will be pressing tonight. I mean, they were the team getting booed at the end of the game there in the Bronx. So you think about that. You think about that feeling like maybe the pressure is now on them like it would be in a playoff series.
Do you feel like they used their bullpen more than we used ours last
year? Well, they did.
They used everybody.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And that would have been...
I mean, we got to throw Scott Barlow with a 6-run cushion, which had it been a 2-run cushion...
You'd have been more nervous,
And the best thing about that is that you win that game. If you win that game and you're the one who used all your pitching staff, and we've done that before... Which was it? Was it Arizona? We blew through the entire staff on night one. I have to go back and look at the book.
I remember a while ago we did it against Toronto. I think it was the World Series year. We went up to Toronto. We used everybody. Bauer actually came in out of the bullpen that game because they used everybody. And they had the DFA guys after that.
Yeah. Like, we used everybody and won the game. And I'm like, man, tomorrow's probably a scheduled loss because you burned through your entire bullpen. Well, they burned through their bullpen too.
They did.
So now it's like, all right, we're evened up. Lineup by lineup, like, guys, I ain't gonna lie. The Yankees have a better lineup. It's Juan Soto. It's Aaron Judge. Yeah. I'm not gonna sit there and lie to everybody. I think everybody can agree on something like that. But now if it's pitcher versus pitcher, and I can get guys going in the right direction, okay, I'm gonna have a shot here. Nestor Cortez is not necessarily the greatest pitcher who ever lived, for crying out loud. He doesn't scare me the way Andy Pettit used to, or anybody else.
No, he's been up and down.
Yes, Jack in Cleveland. Did the Guardians save their season last night?
I don't think so, and I think it's a slight overreaction. I don't think it's a crazy overreaction to say that, but I will say this. What I liked about last night is I hope that it's the start of a return to form of the kind of team that we saw in the first half. And what I mean by that is my favorite part of what this team did in the first half, it didn't matter whether they were down one run, two run, five runs, seven runs, however much it was. I never felt like this team was out of a game in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, obviously, it's been an absolutely abysmal showing in the second half. And I mean, our second half schedule is as hard as our first half was easy. So I feel like after that Milwaukee series, I think the conversations were starting to come up about the season being done. So I think in a sense, you could maybe say this game saved the season. But like Anthony said earlier, you could go the next three games, get swept and score two runs over the next three games. And, you know, we're back having the same conversation. But again, going back to my initial point, I think that I'm hoping that this sort of woke the guys up, reminded them and reminded Vogt of what this team is capable of, and hopefully lit a bit of a fire that seemed to be missing thus far through the second half of the season.
It's a tough place to play. I agree with you, and that's why I think part of it's emotional. If you would have won that game in Tampa, Tampa is, you're basically playing in a kitchen sink. There's nothing that's special about winning a game in Tampa other than when you clinch or that you just won a game. This is different. They have history. There's guys on this current team who have history there. It goes without saying Josh Naylor, and I do think that's part of the pressing of what was last night. They have history in that building and against that baseball team, and it obviously matters because of the history of the ball game and the history of the sport of what that was. So they are such an emotional team. That's why I say yes. I don't think it's an overreaction. If they used their entire bullpen last night and they end up losing that game, and I got Kwan, who got on base, what, three times? Because I think he got walked three times last night, even though he was 0 for 4. Even if you have all that, I think that sends up, man, we lost four in a row. We're playing these good teams. We're on the road. Now we're getting beat. Now we burned through our entire bullpen. So it would feel like today was a scheduled loss. I don't get that feeling whatsoever. And then you started to feel the nipping of the heels when you were 1.5 games up on the Twins earlier. Now you're 3.5 games up. Our bats bailed us out. Our pitching bailed us out. Our defense bailed us out. We did a hell of a job here. We're an emotional young team. We take the swings up now. Now I'd like to see a little bit more consistency, even though it was just one game last night. 216-474-0090.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.